create something, you know, for let them do it, the job properly. They did that because they are intelligent, they are good quality. There is also, I like the fact that sometimes that we look at the fact that today the two strikers were one very young, one older, but they look similar, you know, in terms of in the way they move, in the way they try to play each other. So that is very good. So, like you said, looking, you know, that my midfield player, my striker, scored a goal in this manner, is crucial because we want to win the league and we want to win the trophy at Wembley.
On Saturday, you weren't able to take advantage when Oxford had a man sent off. How important was it that when Dagenham were reduced to 10 men tonight, your side showed that they're capable of taking a team apart?
I was worried. Because even Saturday, I'm sure that, is my opinion, if we keep going play 11-11, we should win. Because fortunately for the Oxford, they went up 1-0 and they only defend. And for us, it's difficult because we have a way to play. Do you remember, even with Bradford, all the second half was difficult. We were there, but we were effective because we have only Benson else, with physical presence, but wasn't in a day. So you should have played in a wide area. So that, to be honest, they weren't, you know, in the fire, you know, Saturday. Or the first half, yes, Richie, but the second half, even Richie, Rooney, they were in the fire. So when you don't have the two players that can go 1v1 and strike or deliver well, Benson wasn't in a day. It's difficult. Your football, even if you dominate and possess your ball, there is no effective, you know, in what you create. And today I was worried. I thought now they're gonna start and go back. But obviously there was a big difference because we played with more calm. We waited at the right time to damage them. We play at home. There was less pressure. And obviously, if you ask John, he will tell you probably different. But probably we find the difficulty more if we play 11v10. Is in the brain of my players. Probably they all go panic, not panic, but worry under pressure like Saturday because they have to recover the result. Or today that they switch off a little bit because they think, you know, now it's easy at home against Dagenham Rev. So it's difficult to judge. But obviously, to be honest, I would like to play every time in 11, my team, versus 10 anyway, you know. But in some way it's a bit more difficult for us to play against team that maybe once for the main 10 stay all in their box and defend and kick the ball forward.
Cheltenham have slipped up tonight at Morecambe, Shrewsbury, Crawley, Southend. They've all failed to win in the past 24 hours. You're now 6 points clear at the top of the League Two table. That is a commanding lead with a game in hand as well.
It's not enough for go up straight away, but it's a lot. It means a lot because